In central Lusaka, Miss Sozi Mkandimwira presides over an empire of kiosks. She started with Zuna while at college. Her profits can now reach 50,000 kwacha, that's $5,200, a month. That is exceptional. Last year, the average agent made $548 in monthly commission before costs. Globally, nearly half of mobile money agents have not processed a transaction for a month. 97% of Zuna agents do so every day. The right location helps. Zuna puts its lime green booths in canny places, like markets, bus stations, and even a hospital. They are often flanked by booths for Airtel and MTN, two phone companies offering similar services. Zuna is not the cheapest. The sender pays about 10% on small transactions, but competes on coverage and reliability, for example, ensuring its agents have enough float to cash large amounts. Last year, Zuna raised $15 million from investors. Its outlets now dot streets in Malawi and Mozambique, and it has plans for the Democratic Republic of Congo. Such third-party operators are also thriving elsewhere. Wari, in Senegal, is not just competing with phone companies, but buying one. In most places, mobile giants and a few banks still dominate, but maybe not forever.